Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And we just conducted an opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Give me so kind, share your opinion. I'll be brief. Are you, as anyone in your household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general election for president, the U.S. Senate, the Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Someone likely?
Yeah.
Not very, definitely? Or
definitely.
Very likely? Definitely. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, okay, here we go. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track? What's your opinion, generally speaking?
I'm sorry, my husband was yipping in my ear. Can you repeat the question?
No problem, ma'am. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or they have getting off on the wrong track? Generally speaking.
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Can you please indicate how would you vote on it? Now, the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, should the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for the period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of a non-motorized trails within the county? Now, this millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election for, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Great, thank you. Now, would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting no against this one?
Definitely voting no.
Definitely voting no, okay. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Okay. That would be definitely no,
definitely
right?
Definitely no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Indefinitely. That would be definitely not, right?
Correct.
Okay. As I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your own opinion? Here's the first statement. I prefer this proposal to raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Next statement, I prefer this proposal to raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. I'm fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last statement, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closer to your own view?
The last one.
The last one, okay. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? I'm going to read a list if you can pick one. Making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, improving public education in local schools, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting water quality and water supply. If you have to pick one, what would be the most...
Property taxes.
So, let me see. Okay, that would be reducing, improving, fighting crime, holding the line of property taxes, right, and reducing the government spending? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
You will not be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each? And if you have no opinion or never heard of each, you can also indicate that as well. Grand Traverse County Government. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion, no opinion, or never heard of it?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Very unfavorable. Travis Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable, or no opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
And your city or township government, same question, same option. Favorable or
unfavorable?
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very unfavorable. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, do you think that Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Now, knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Do you definitely trust them? Probably. Probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust? What's your opinion?
Definitely do not trust.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, if there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate, ma'am, if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money? If they want to spend the money to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces, will you strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. If they want to spend the money to promote recreational opportunities, same question, same options. Approve, disapprove, somewhat, or strongly?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And to maintain existing trails, if they want to spend the money that way, will you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. If they want to spend the money to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. Same questions, same options.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And to plan and construct new trails. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Would you approve or disapprove if they want to spend the money that way?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. To protect open space from residential and commercial development. Approve, disapprove, somewhat, or strongly?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And to promote health and wellness, if they want to spend the money that way, what would be
strongly
your...
approve.
Okay. And to promote local economy development. Same questions, same options.
Somewhat approve.
And to increase non-motorized transportation options? Same options?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County? If forced to choose, which one would you choose, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Thank you. Now, You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please, ma'am, indicate if each will be or will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal? And each will make no difference to you one way or the other. You can indicate that as well. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Will that make you to support this proposal much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. There will be full public disclosure of all projects spending. Same question, same option. Will that make you to support this proposal much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
And there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Same questions, same options. Will that make you to support this proposal?
That would be more in line with supporting.
Much more? Or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality. That guides the county commission and their decision-making and ensure the funds are administrated for their intended purpose. Will that make you to support this proposal much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your patience. Now I will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal? If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. Now, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Is that very convincing reason to vote in favor? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, it makes no difference.
It doesn't make a difference.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Same questions, same options. How convincing is that to support this proposal? Very, somewhat,
not at all?
No difference.
Not at
okay?
all.
And this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Same questions, same options. How convincing?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. In Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Is that a very convincing statement to support this proposal? Somewhat, not too, not at all, or makes no difference?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. Now, this proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. How convincing is that? Very, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. How convincing? Very, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Nothing.
Okay, and this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. How convincing is that statement? Very, somewhat,
not
too, not at all.
It's not convincing at all. Not at all.
And today's digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthy lifestyle. How convincing is that to support this proposal? Very, somewhat, not too, not at all, no difference?
Not at all.
Okay. And this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Same question, same option.
Not at all.
Okay, and $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. How convincing is that? Same question, same answer.
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. Now, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. How convincing is that? Very somewhat, not too, not at all. No difference.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, ma'am. And to finish this up, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no.
Okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting no? Definitely or probably?
Definitely voting no.
Okay. Now, I would like to give you some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason?
Sir, I appreciate that you have a job to do, but this is way more than I bargained for this evening. It's
just
Sunday
one
night,
minute.
And I'm all done. Goodbye.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
This is more than I was bargaining for to say. I don't blame you.